Thank you. Good evening, everybody. And thank you all for coming. It's nice to see you again. And I think I've done a fine job of manipulating my career in such a way as to be able to come back to Seattle within 6 months. And in the summertime, no less. But I don't like the rain and the espresso and the whole deal with it. You know, I've been wanting to do a summer tour for years. Because I am, after all, kind of a summer kind of guy, and I've been neglecting that part of myself. You know? I am. I know I'm still dressed like Steven Seagal, but I'm a summery kind of guy. You know, like a carefree, happy-go-lucky Buffett kind of guy. So it's nice to be out in the summertime, making a live album. That's what we're doing. So these overwhelming displays of enthusiasm and any kind of, you know, savage outcry will all be recorded on digital for eternity. From here to Tasmania. Although, you know, I'm very fond of this place and sincerely hoping we'll get some sterling tracks out of Parker's here tonight. So I did have this great Homeric kind of ambitious idea to go all around the world playing by myself with a couple of buddies and recording everything. And I guess it might sound strange to me. Why would anybody want to get out of Los Angeles this summer, you know, for starters? But it's an election year. It was an election year the last time I made a live album. I think it's just something in the air, something gets to me, you know. The lust for personal advancement just kind of rubs off on me.
The Olympics.
How's this election make everybody feel? It's funny, that's what everybody says everywhere. Personally, I'm deeply sorry to see that Perot guy go, you know. I kind of like that hammerhead, and I had some great Ross Perot jokes. That just goes to show, you know, that was my first reaction. What am I going to do with the Perot jokes? Goes to show what I've always said, which is you should never listen to what show business people say about politics. You know, because their values are all fucked up. Shirley MacLaine, Axl Rose, they're the same person, trust me. I wrote a song last year with my old friend Jorge Calderon called Mr. Bad Example. Seems even more appropriate this year than it did last year. I started as an older boy, working at the church, learning all my holy moves and doing some research, which led me to a cash box labeled Children's Fund. I left the change and tucked the bills inside my cummerbund. Now I got a part-time job, my father's carpet store, laying tackless stripping, and housewives by the score. I loaded up their furniture and took it to Spokane and auctioned off every last knock of high demand. I'm very well acquainted with the seven deadly sins. I keep a busy schedule, try to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton, I don't have time for sloth. I'm greedy and I'm angry and I don't care who I cross. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I'd like to have a good time and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I live to be 100 and go down in infamy. Of course I went to law school, took a law degree, counseled all my clients to plead insanity. Then I worked in a hair replacement, swindling the ball. Well, very few chosen, fewer still are called. Then on the Monte Carlo, the flesh of man to fair, I threw away the fortune I made transplanting hair. And I put my last few francs down on a prostitute who took me up to her room to perform the flags. salute. Whereupon I stole her passport and her wig, headed for the airport and the midnight flight we did. 14 hours later, I was down in Adelaide, flipping through the wild ass, sipping Foster's in the shade. And I opened up an agency somewhere down the line to hire aboriginals to work the opal mines. But I attached their wages, took a whopping cut, and whisked away their workman's comp and pauperized the lot. I missed a bad example, insular in the dirt. I'd like to have a good time, and I don't care who gets hurt. I missed a bad example, take a look at me. I'd live to be 100 and go down in infamy. I bought a first class ticket on Malaysian Air, and landed in Sri Lanka, none the worse for wear. I'm thinking of retiring from all my dirty deals, and I'll see you in the next life. Wake me up for meals.